These are the issues that matter to Chattanooga.
From City Hall to your neighborhood, they have you covered.
This is Chatham Matters Now.
Chickens are illegal to own in most of Chattanooga, but it's no secret that plenty of people still have them in their yards.
In Bushtown, Churchville, they run wild.
That was City Councilwoman Marvie Knoll of District 8, which covers several downtown neighborhoods. So, years in the making, city officials might decide to legalize backyard chickens and set rules around keeping them. Next week, your city council member will vote on an ordinance or local law that does exactly that.
Councilman Henderson, I just want to say I'm ecstatic about this ordinance.
Cody Harvey, District 4, represents the area around Hamilton Place. If the new law is approved, here's what you, a chicken-curious Chattanoogan, could do. Residents who have a backyard could own up to 8 hens, including chicks. An apartment complex could have up to 10 hens in shared open space. But some chicken stuff would still be outlawed. You couldn't hatch your own chicks, raise roosters or other kinds of birds, or sell any chicken products. A few big concerns around urban chicken ownership: predators, noises, and birds roaming the neighborhood. The law has a bunch of rules to address those issues. For example, bird owners would have to have an enclosure and a hen house that are built a certain way. Right now, if you're cited for an illegal chicken, the bird has to go. This offers an alternative for people to keep their animals as long as they're in compliance with the law. Chicken legalization would last 1 year. Then city council members would decide whether they want to keep the law or if the chicken trial period was more trouble than it's worth. Here's Jenny Hill from District 2, who represents North Shore and some of Hickson.
If we as Chattanoogans take good care of our chickens, we maintain our chicken privilege.